reading from the Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you, a good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. I recently read an interview with educator Parker Palmer in which he described the concept of a scarcity mentality and an abundance mentality. It occurred to me that these were standards by which to evaluate our Lenten practices. In a scarcity mentality, one sees everything as limited, while the abundance mentality sees everything as unlimited. If God had a scarcity mentality, there would likely be no incarnate Word, and Jesus might not have chosen to sacrifice himself for our salvation. God might limit mercy and compassion, giving it to those who earned it or were chosen for it. A scarcity mentality limits our prayer, fasting, and almsgiving giving to a minimum, token measures of our recognition of the importance of the sacrifice of Jesus. It limits our reflection of our sinfulness to superficial flaws, not getting to the bottom of who we are or moving closer to imitating our merciful and generous God. These practices are limited to the 6 weeks of Lent, after which we're likely to return to our old selves unchanged. Fortunately, according to today's Gospel, Jesus tells us to be merciful just as the Father is merciful, a Father with an abundance mentality where mercy and compassion are packed together, shaken down, and overflowing. God's mercy and compassion are abundant and given without fear that they will run out or be limited. An abundant Lenten practice seeks to transform us, moving us beyond the Lenten season. It involves making changes in our lives that stop us from judging or condemning others, that calls us to forgive those whom we can't seem to forgive, that involves sharing our time, talent, and treasures generously for the greater good, looking to others instead of ourselves. As we begin the second week of Lent, let's ask ourselves, how will we be measured at the end of Lent? With scarcity or abundance?